on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
It has been confirmed that foods you eat can cause weird dreams or various types of dreams. So what foods are causing which kinds of dreams? I have the list. Ready?
Yes.
Spicy foods cause very vivid dreams. Mm. And it also increases your chances of remembering them because they cause indigestion.
Oh.
So you keep waking up and you're like, ugh. Cheese, Miguel.
Listen, I love an extra sharp block of cheese.
That just made the inside of my mouth tingle a little bit. You know that, like that sharp cheese in your mouth feeling? Anyway, if you eat cheese or any other kind of dairy products, those were marked for causing both disturbing and bizarre dreams.
No, I agree with that. Like, two vivid dreams I've always talked about from when I was a child, it was after eating a bowl of cereal and then going to bed.
Yeah.
And so that totally, and they were like crazy. Like, one was a Power Ranger was trying to kill me. Another one was Janet Jackson, like, floating naked in water. But those are two dreams that stick. I was in middle school, but I had a bowl of cereal before I went to bed.
Said dairy.
Yeah.
Baked goods will do similar things to you. Bad dreams happen when you eat stuff like cookies and cakes.
Oh, wow.
If you eat greasy food, more tending towards just straight out nightmares because just is the grease.
Well, thankfully, that only happens. If I'm eating greasy food then going to bed, I'm normally drunk, so I don't remember anything.
Luckily, you won't remember because you're probably having terrible nightmares. And also, if you want relaxing dreams, fruits and veggies are the way to go. If you do apple cider vinegar, which I don't know many people that do. I tried in the morning once to do apple cider vinegar. Oh. I almost vomited.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But if you do it at night, you have eerily realistic dreams.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, the perfect dream food, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, because I guess sleep is a really active process. Your brain needs a lot of sugar, so it's like a simple carbohydrate but great for sleep and dreams.
Wow. Okay, so if you have terrible nightmares, eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before you go to bed.
Yes.
And you'll be dreaming pleasantly.
Exactly. All right. So we know that we are available for aid from FEMA, thanks to all of the stuff going on with Hurricane Irma. Well, we are in FEMA Region 4, and the Region 4 Twitter account actually gave out a mistaken telephone number. They gave out the wrong number. Mm-hmm. They were saying, you know, if you need to file a claim, here's our helpline. And they tweeted 1-800-ROOF-BLUE.
Whoa.
Which is fine.
Uh-huh.
Except that their number is actually 888 Roof Blue.
Oh.
The 800 number goes to a sex talk line. So here's the message. I don't have a great voice today, but I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to America's hottest talk line. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you. Press 1 to connect free now.
Oh.
That's what people got when they trying to reach FEMA.
So Grandma Johnson in Palm Harbor, who was trying to get her gutters fixed.
Yes.
Found out that she was about her getting her gutter fixed.
Oh man. Bad. So anyway, if you are looking for the number, it's 888 ROOFBLU.
Okay.
Just don't do the 800 number. It's awkward. And then finally, I thought this was hilarious. Somehow Chili's got roped into being amazing on Twitter. You know how some food brands or just brands in general have a great online presence?
Mm-hmm.
Chili's has sort of turned themselves into one because someone randomly tweeted, I have all kinds of questions. You could ask, you know, you could ask a friend. You could call someone. You could do a lot of stuff instead of Googling. I mean, you could even ask Chili's. And Chili's was like, okay.
Oh.
So then suddenly people started asking Chili's, and Chili's gave all kinds of advice. Life questions, financial. They said, find a goal and stick to it. Think long term and learn to say no to impulse spending, but allow yourself the freedom to have fun.
Wow. So if I wanted to buy some cheese sticks from Chili's and it's an impulse buy because I was planning on just having an entree, it's okay.
Well, they might speak differently about their own food.
Oh, valid.
But know that if you tweet Chili's, they're probably going to have some good life advice for you.
Wow. We should ask Chili's some relationship questions and see what they say.
We should, because somebody tweeted them and said, why is my love life hopeless?
Ooh.
And Chili said, it's not as bad as it seems. While at times life can feel overwhelming, there's always more good than bad. You simply have to look for it.
Wow. You should ask Chili's when your boyfriend, Mr. Dimple, should move in with you, Holly.
Wow. Wow. Why have you come up with this?
I don't know.
Okay. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Chili's.
With Miguel and Holly on Hot 105.
When should he move in?
Connect with Miguel and Holly on Instagram. Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
Miguel Fuller and Radio Holly.